Many people who have no symptoms can still carry high levels of the coronavirus and potentially spread it. That, according to preliminary research from the Broad Institute in Cambridge. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg reports now on a new study, which is based on testing in Massachusetts nursing homes.
This spring, at the peak of the state's coronavirus epidemic, the Broad Institute was running tests from a lot of nursing homes. It was part of a state effort to test residents and staff from over 300 nursing homes and other long-term care centers. Now, Broad researchers say their data confirms that many people carry the virus but have no symptoms. Dr. Robi Bhattacharya co-authored the study.
Of those without symptoms, at this time, at the peak in our epidemic, 12% of residents and 4% of staff at these nursing homes were positive. That's a large percentage of people without symptoms who tested positive and were at risk to transmit.
And most striking of all, the study shows the amount of virus people carry can vary widely, but the range was about the same whether people had symptoms or not.
The viral loads really span a huge range. It's about a 100-million-fold difference from the least to the most.
It's believed that higher viral loads of COVID-19 can make a person more contagious. So the findings, which have yet to undergo peer review, could mean coronavirus transmission by people without symptoms is even more common than previously thought. Bhattacharya says during the April to June period the tests were done,
there's a lot of people with billions of virus per milliliter who don't know it, right? And there's a lot of people with billions of virus per milliliter who have symptoms too, but there's just as many as a fraction of those who test positive, just as many who don't have symptoms at all at the time that we're testing.
The data includes nearly 17,000 residents of Massachusetts nursing homes and more than 15,000 staffers. That makes it by far the biggest study yet to quantify the levels of coronavirus detected with testing. The New York State Department of Health says the Broad study is significant because it confirms in a very large group that viral loads are similar whether someone has symptoms or not. And the department says in a written statement, the study demonstrates the urgent need for broader, quicker testing, including of people without symptoms. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.